And now at 8:07, it's currently 33 degrees, mostly sunny at the KJAN studios as the sun does continue to rise. Time now for a check of news. The Atlantic School District will pay $300,000 to the families of three students who were strip searched by a school employee in 2009. The settlement was first reported by the Omaha World Herald this morning. As part of the settlement, each family of the three students will receive $100,000. The lawsuit alleged that former Atlantic High School assistant principal Paul Pacron ordered a strip search of five female students when another student reported they were missing $100. No money was found after the searches as Cron resigned in 2009. The plaintiffs allege in the lawsuit that the school violated the girls' state and federal rights against unreasonable searches. Atlantic Schools admitted earlier this fall that the searches were against school policy and state law, and they also said that the girls did nothing wrong with that strip search. Banks in Guthrie County made a presentation to the Guthrie County Board of Supervisors Tuesday saying they are not interested in holding the county's estimated $12 million in revenue. The banks say they would prefer not to hold the money until the revenue is divvied out to local schools and cities later in October. That presentation was made by Guthrie County Treasurer Marcia Kindred and Guthrie County State Bank President Barry Monaghan. Monaghan says because there are currently very few construction projects taking place, the area banks already had that money on hand, but no one to lend it to. He says that they have only two construction loans out this year, when in a normal year they usually see about 15. The supervisors eventually voted unanimously to deposit the tax revenues with the Iowa Public Agency Investment Trust. Messina Mayor Mike Cormack is set to start his new job in Des Moines on Monday. Cormack will be taking a job as Assistant Director to the Iowa Department of Education. He'll be a liaison between the director of the Iowa Department of Education and the state. As for his mayoral duties, Cormack says he will finish his term that ends at the end of this year. He's also a teacher at CAM School. CAM Schools has hired a long-term substitute to take over his responsibilities for when he leaves on Monday. Police are crediting a 4-year-old boy in central Iowa with saving his mother's life on Thursday. Radio Iowa's Dar Danielson has more on that story.
It started when the child called 911 to report the problem.
How can I serve service?
My mommy doesn't feel good.
Things got a little interesting as dispatcher tried to find out more information.
Where is your mommy?
She's at Iowa.
Where?
You know where Iowa is?
Yes, I know where Iowa is. What town in Iowa?
The child was unsure about the name of the town or their address. He also had some trouble remembering his mother's name, but was able to tell the dispatcher his name. In the meantime, he told the dispatcher his mother had passed out. The dispatcher was able to get enough information out of the boy to send an ambulance to the area in Urbandale where they thought the boy lived. He was then able to flag down firefighters.
Do you see them?
Yeah, I see them.
The mother was treated and is now back home and doing well. Police have asked that the name of the boy and his mother be withheld due to a domestic situation. Police say this is a good example why it's important to teach all young children how to call 911 and that they know their addresses and the names of family members. Radio Iowa, I'm Dar Danielson.
Also taking a look at state news, Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds has risen from an obscure position as Clark County Treasurer to a high-profile role in Governor Terry Branstad's administration, leading some to speculate about her future. Reynolds and Branstad tell the Associated Press that the 52-year-old Reynolds is involved in nearly every important policy decision, and that's a big change from previous lieutenant governors under Branstad. Some, such as Danny Hellman, who heads the largest union representing state workers, say Branstad seems to be grooming Reynolds to one day be the governor. Lake Mills lawyer Richard Schwarm, who has known Branstad for decades, says Reynolds and Branstad have a strong working relationship, as Schwarm says Branstad is developing things in a way that she could be ready to be the next governor if she decided to run for that position. Republican voters in early primary states are increasingly putting a premium on a candidate's chances in the general election and looking past flaws to find one. In Iowa and New Hampshire, some Republican activists have abandoned their support for candidates who meet the checklist of issue positions but are viewed as having little chance of winning against the well-funded President Barack Obama. And the Iowa Department of Economic Development has awarded $175,000 in startup funds to a California company that wants to build some remote-controlled drones in Cedar Rapids. The reports say that the State Economic Development Department's board awarded the funds Friday to AirClover Integrated Solutions Corporation. The company builds unmanned surveillance systems for law enforcement and first responders and the military for AirCover Integrated Solutions Corporation. The company, which was founded back in 2008, plans to work with the University of Iowa's Operator Performance Laboratory. It also will partner with the state's police and fire organizations to test the products. The award requires Air Cover to spend at least $350,000 in Iowa operation. And now taking a look at our funeral announcements. 76-year-old Sylvia Carr of Greenfield passed away peacefully at her home on Tuesday. Funeral services for Sylvia Carr will be held this morning at 10:30 at the Orient United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. 79-year-old Hazel L. Newton of Lewis died on Wednesday at the Cass County Hospice Center. Memorial services for Hazel L. Newton will be held this morning at 10:30 at the First United Congregational Methodist Church in Lewis. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Lewis has the arrangements. 86-year-old Wilma M. Rosenberger of Nevada, and formerly from Guthrie Center, died on Tuesday in Nevada. Funeral services for Wilma M. Rosenberger will be held this morning at 11 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has the arrangements. 46-year-old Brenda Schmitz of Ankeny, and formerly from Atlantic, died on Tuesday at the Mercy Hospice in Johnston. A celebration of life service for Brenda Schmitz will be held this morning, or actually this afternoon, at 1 o'clock at the Ankeny Christian Church. 88-year-old Glenn Franklin Peterson of Elkhorn died yesterday at the Salem Nursing Home in Kimbleton. Funeral services for Glenn Franklin Peterson will be held on Monday at 11 o'clock, as Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 76-year-old Edward T. Hubin Jr. of Panora died on Thursday at the New Homestead and Guthrie Center. Services will be held on Tuesday at 10:30 at the Panora United Methodist Church. As once again, that was 76-year-old Edward T. Hubin Jr. 90-year-old Kenneth S. Christensen of Ottoman died on September 24th at the Mercy Hospital in Des Moines. Funeral services for Kenneth S. Christensen will be held on Monday at 2 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church in Ottoman. Kessler Funeral Home in Ottoman has the arrangements. And 94-year-old Mercedes Bowers of Manning died on September 19th in Colorado. Funeral services for Mercedes Bowers will be held next Saturday at 10:30 at the Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has the arrangements. That's a look at news on KJAN. Sky Scan Forecast is next.